Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Customer service for what?
Online sale campaigns.
I'm sorry?
For online sale campaigns.
Online sales campaign. Okay, well, somehow you guys charged me $49.97 on my debit card today, and I don't have no idea who you are or why you charged me this.
Okay, sir, if you will, please provide me your zip code so I can pull up the account to see what's going on.
Account for what?
Well, sir,
I don't have an account with you guys. I have no idea who you are and why am I paying you $50.
Okay, sir.
And how did you get my card number?
Okay, sir, if you got charged, you have an account. In order for me to tell you anything, I will have to get your zip code to pull it up.
Okay. 33024.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
Jose Gutierrez.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Like, what is the name of your company?
Well, I can't tell you the name of my company, but I can tell you, you may be calling
what?
in regards to an online online ad or survey you did to only do shipping and handling.
Okay. maybe I'm just freaking out a little bit too quickly. Okay. If you're charging me money, I need to know who you are.
Okay, sir.
Okay.
We are.
I'm going to dispute the charge with my bank, and they'll give it back to me, and then I'll change my card number, and you guys cannot charge me anymore. I don't understand why I'm being charged $50 today when I did not give my card to anyone. I haven't even left my house.
Okay, sir. Give me 1 second. Let me see if I can locate your account. You said the last name was Gutierrez?
Gutierrez. Gutierrez.
First name, Jose?
Yes.
Okay. And may you verify the shipping address for security purposes?
The shipping address?
Yes, sir.
It's the same as my home address.
Yes, sir. We just, I just need you to verify the address.
So we okay, what address do you have? Let me ask you that. What address do you have?
Well, sir, I need you to verify the address before I can give you any information on the account.
I'm about to lose my shit, bro. Okay?
Okay.
If you have my information, I need to know why you have my information.
Okay, sir.
I'm not asking you to verify me. I need to verify you.
Okay, sir, you call customer service. I have...
The reason why I called you is because on my bank card, there's a charge from you guys for $49.97, right? And your phone number's on it. So I decided to call the phone number to see what it's about. So that's all I know about it. I have nothing else that shows me why I'm being charged this money or by whom.
Okay, sir. I'm trying to give you that information. I just need you to verify the shipping address.
But shipping for what? What got shipped?
I will tell you that once you verify the shipping address, sir.
All right, dude. Okay, the shipping address and my home address is 110 Northwest 72nd Terrace, Hollywood, Florida, 33024.
Okay, that's not the address we have on here.
Okay, so what do you have?
It's a Florida address.
It's a what?
Florida address.
It is Florida. The address I gave you is Florida.
Okay, it's not that address though, sir. You said 110. It isn't 110.
Right. Okay, do you have something else? 3737 El Jobin?
No, sir.
Do you have 1300... South River Road?
Yes, sir. That's the address.
Okay, and what exactly did you guys charge me $49 for?
It says here on September 30th of last year, you ordered a dash cam. You paid the shipping and handling for $7.45. And
right.
If you read the terms and conditions on that survey, it stated that if you did not cancel that account, that you would be billed. Well, hold on, give me 1 second. Well, my mistake. It said you'll be enrolled into an online gadget store where you get a $125 gift card. Each
okay,
month
I would like to cancel that immediately, please.
Okay.
That's ridiculous. It was supposed to be some type of dude. This is such a scam, bro. How the hell you guys get away with that shit? Supposedly, when I first saw that, right? And by the way, the dash cam is a big piece of shit. It doesn't work. Doesn't work at all.
Okay, we don't handle no products or anything dealing with the campaign sites or anything. Just the accounts.
Okay, you can cancel it, right?
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second. I'll be able to get you that cancellation number. I have to get everything documented. Give me 1 second.
Okay. So ever since then, I've been getting charged $50 a month.
Yes, sir.
Meanwhile, I get like nothing to show me that I can get these gadgets or anything. I get nothing. So I have no emails. I have nothing that supports this information or where I can get more gadgets. Nothing.
Well, you should have got emailed around the time that you ordered the item about the online gadget store.
Right, I need you to reverse the charge, and I need you to cancel my account.
Okay, sir, give me 1 second. Let me get everything documented, and I'll be right back.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay, sir, it looks like I can get you a 35% refund on that.
For all the charges in September?
On the last charge.
Okay, go ahead and do that, please. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I know that this is not your thing, dude, you know? You just work somewhere. I get it, you know? So I'm not even going to get mad at you because I can't. It wouldn't be right. But this is serious bullshit. That must have been some really tiny print from my old ass, and I see it.
Well, it should have been, if you received this through an email, the ad, it should have been when you clicked on the email, you should have been.
Right, but what do I receive for my $49? I want to know, what do I get for the $49?
Well, in your email, whenever you first got billed, you should have got emailed about the online gadget store where you receive a $125 gift card each month you enroll.
Well, I don't think that I received that email or anything representing anything that you're speaking of. It doesn't make any sense to me how this is even legal, bro. I mean, like, what? That's crazy. No, Connor, you cannot. This is not even working, man. This paint's terrible. This paint's not good. No, you can't. I mean, it's starting to cover a little bit, but it's going to take a lot. So whatever you could do for me, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, yes, sir.
And make sure that I don't get charged that again.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second. I'll be right back with the cancellation number.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
Sure. Can you email that to me since you have my email and everything? Can you just email me that cancellation number?
I can't because we're just a call center.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to write that down.
Okay, yes, sir. Just let me know when you're ready.
Right, right. I will. I will. Give me a second. Let me run over to my truck. You know, I'm sorry if I sounded like a total douchebag when I called at first, but dude, today was a long day for that shit to happen, okay?
Yes, sir. I understand.
I'm serious, dude. That put me, listen, that put my account in the negative. And come Monday, they're going to charge me $35 on top of that for my account being in the negative over that stupid charge right there.
Yes, sir. No, I apologize.
Oh, my gosh, man. I can't believe it, dude. Okay, what's the confirmation number?
It is C as in cat. 258-913-454.
454.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you said it's called the Gadget Store?
It is actually called the Factory Direct Saving Store.
Factory Direct Saving Store. Okay. Cool. I appreciate your time and your information. You'd be very helpful. And most people would have shit a pickle when somebody starts talking crazy. And you, sir, are a true professional with your whatever you do. You, bro, you're.
Thank you, sir.
Seriously. I mean, somebody calls me freaking out like I was, I would have told him to go fuck off so quick. You have no idea. Oh, shit. But you, you know, you held your composure. You kept your voice low. Good work, bro. Seriously.
Appreciate it, sir. You have a great
You're
day,
welcome,
sir.
Man. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.